It's the Friday show, Neil Atkinson, Jim Johnston and Teza Simulcula to talk about, well, the FA Cup. We're going to park Liverpool for a minute or two where we'll park that title win and we'll go to Teza and we'll go to Jim and we'll talk about their quest for an FA Cup. And it's going to be a funny tournament. It's something to look forward to. And I think that that's a bit of a story of the football full stop in terms of it coming back, Jim. But it was important to me in the end. At first, I was just thinking, well, you've just got to get the league done, and you just get the league done, and you just get the league done. But eventually, it sort of became clear to me that everyone's got a right to try to win things. Everyone's got a right to enjoy their football. And it's important, isn't it, for all eight sides who are left in, that they get to have a cup run, because they've already had a journey to get to this point.
So there's two things. Firstly, with the big gap, the FA Cup, it sort of became just a forgotten conversation, didn't it? I mean, but in one sense, the FA Cup has become the forgotten conversation of British football in general. It's lost a lot of its charm. It's not lost a lot of its charm if you're an Arsenal fan, because obviously, you know, we hold the record for the most wins, and it became Wenger's pride and joy in the later years. But Neil, if you're asking me, you know, personally, how do I feel about it all? I had to remind myself who we'd drawn in the quarterfinal. You know what I mean? You know, it was such a gap between, and it's only in the last 10 days since the Premier League's kicked off again that I've reacquainted myself with the business of it. I'm even now, you know, having to remind myself who were the remaining teams in the competition, because it just seems so detached from reality right now. That said, you know, it's a big thing for Arsenal, because their league form has fallen away so dramatically. But I don't have a huge amount of optimism for us to even get a result at Bramall Lane, you know.